Thank you for joining us. We pray that as you listen today, that you are encouraged and inspired. And we would love for you to connect with us on social media. Now here's today's message.
I also want to encourage you, February 20th, our friend, the Raging Cajun, Jesse Duplantis, will be here. And he has come the last, 10 or 12 years on the third Sunday of February every year. The last thing he says to me before he gets out of the car every trip is, he said, "Brandon, same time next year." I say, "Same time next year, Jesse." And without fail, within 10 days, his office calls to confirm. And then, man, they're on top of it. And they called us again and said, "You still want?" I said, "Man, I want you to come, whether I'm the only one. But when you come here, your faith's going to be encouraged. And you're going to hear the goodness of God." And I don't know if you've ever seen Jesse in person, but the end of every service Jesse's ever been here, the altar is full of people. He starts giving prophetic word, starts praying for people. We lay hands on people. It's an incredible, incredible service. He'll be in the 9 a.m., 11 a.m. service on February 20th. You do not want to miss that. It's hard to believe that that is only 7 weeks away, but he'll be here very, very soon. Turn in our Bibles to Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6. I started here on Wednesday night. We're going to end here today, but I did not get to where I wanted to get on Wednesday. But we had a great time Wednesday night. Can I just encourage you, don't make it a New Year's resolution. Make a commitment to God to be here Wednesday nights. Wednesday nights hit different. It's a different feeling in the room. It's a different expectation after a long day of work. Be here Wednesday night. And you can get online on the podcast to listen to the first part. And we'll catch everybody up real quick here. Joshua 1:9, I have commanded, NIV, I have commanded you. It's a commandment, he says, be strong and courageous. Don't tremble or be terrified because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Isn't that a good promise? Everywhere I am, he is. Verse 10, then Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp, tell the people, get your supplies ready because in 3 days you will cross the Jordan River to take possession. Somebody say possession. Somebody say ownership. Of the land the Lord your God is going to give you. The King James Version actually says it better there. It says the land that God has given you, already has given you. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. The Lord our God said to us at Horeb, you have stayed long enough at this mountain. Break camp and advance. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, you've stayed long enough at this mountain, break camp and advance. We're in our mini series called Move On. Somebody say Move On. You may be seated. When I started this message or this mini series, we were 3 days before the year 2022. Now I know that a lot of you are still growing in your faith, and so when you hear Bishop or I, or you hear other believers in this room say things like, it's going to be the best year of your life. You say that every year. Every year, my expectation is that it's going to be the best year of my life. That it's going to be better than before. A lot of times we have trouble believing that, church, because our faith is not in the one that can do that. There's only one person that can outdo in your life what has already been done, and that is Jesus Christ. No matter how I try, how hard I try or you try, we cannot by ourselves get it done. And so when we talk and we dove into this 5 days or 4 days ago when we were on the verge of pressing in the 3 days, we talked about that a lot can happen in 3 days. And we might not be talking about 3 days until January 1st now, but 3 days, it'll only be January 5th, y'all. You'll still have 360 days of 2022 yet to live. I was sitting around the fire pit at my house 45 minutes with some of my best friends after midnight on Saturday, early Saturday morning, about 12:45 a.m. And right before, we cheered to the New Year's. We went around and we talked about what are some goals and visions for this year, and everybody began to share their visions. Everybody began to share goals that they had for this year. And we sat there 45 minutes after the clock struck midnight. And I went around the campfire and I said, man, it doesn't seem like we've done much yet for our vision. I looked at Mandy and I said, you written any books yet? Because that was one of her. She wants to write more books. I encourage you, shameless plug, buy her books on Amazon. There's a lot of them now. Every time you buy a book from Mandy, you feed hungry kids. My hungry kids. I look to another friend of mine who's in the real estate business at 12:45 a.m. We're only 45 minutes into the new year. I said, have you made any deals yet? He said, nope. I said, what are you doing? You're wasting time. And we were just making a joke about it. But that's where God has me, to where there's so much that God wants to do in 2022 that I feel myself when I'm sitting down and sitting idle that God says, come on, Brandon, there's more to do. Press in. There's more to do. Can I encourage you? Pray that prayer. God, give me the desire that won't let me sleep 10 hours a day. Give me a desire that won't let me binge watch Netflix and Hulu too much. Give me the desire, Lord, to get in your word, to get in devotion to you. But Lord, let me be productive. If 2022 is going to be the greatest year of my life, God, here's my vision. Here's what you've given me that I believe is for my life. But God, I'm going to do what I need to do, my part in the process, and then I can lean into you to do the impossible. So we're talking about moving, and a lot can happen in 3 days. A lot can happen in the next few hours. Jonah spent 3 days in the belly of a whale. In those 3 days, his attitude changed. When he went in the belly of the whale, he was mad. He was suicidal. He was bipolar. He was dealing with all the things and the feelings that sometimes we feel with. All of that was happening at once in Jonah's life. But in the belly of a whale, in 72 hours, his attitude, disposition, focus, his prayer life changed. He wasn't praying much until he got in the belly of the whale. Then he started praying. It's amazing that once he started praying and his prayer life changed, the direction of the well changed. Can I encourage you in 2022, church? If you want to move on from where you're at, if you've been stagnant, if you've been stuck, if you feel like I've outgrown this season of my life, if you will take your prayer life to the next level. And I'm not talking about 3 minutes to start your day. I'm talking about setting 15, 20, 30 minutes aside every day, turning your phone on, do not disturb, shutting the door, turning the TV off, turn some worship music on, and literally create an altar or a secret place of thunder for you to talk to God and God to talk to you. It will change the direction of your life, and it doesn't take 72 days. It can just take 72 hours. Jesus' body was in the tomb for 3 days. Those 3 days, death lost its sting, praise God. The grave lost its victory. Satan lost his keys. Resurrection and eternal life was unleashed. Abundant life was unleashed. Healing and deliverance were unleashed. My question to you is, that's Jonah and Jesus. What can happen in your life in the next 2 to 3 days, 4 or 5 days of you getting yourself ready for the greatest year that God has ever given you? Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1. These are the words that Moses spoke to all of Israel in the wilderness east of Jordan. Deuteronomy 1, Joshua chapter 1, and Numbers 13, they're all intertwined during the same period of time, and they're talking about the nation of Israel as they're in the wilderness, but they are this close to their promised land. They're this close to what God has promised them. I know in 2021 you thought you were going to get there. And I don't know where your there was, but I know that God promised you something great. And you might have not gotten there, but can I encourage you, you are closer to there than you were this time last year. You are closer to there, praise God, than you were this time in November. You were this close to there than you were this time last week. If you are a child of God, full of faith, you are closer to it than you were. My declaration coming into 2021 was I'm going to be debt free. I'm not debt free, but I'm a whole lot closer than I was. I paid off 6 credit cards in 2021. So the devil would like to tell me you're a failure. Oh, no, I'm not a failure. I'm a whole lot closer than I was than when I started. I want to encourage somebody. The fact that you're still alive in 2022, the fact that you're sitting in a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled church in 2022, the fact that you don't have the same addictions that you used to have, the fact that you weren't partying like you used to Friday night to bring in the new year, the fact that you are where you are closer to there than you have ever been before. You might still be in the wilderness, but look, you can see the promised land from where you are. There's just a little river between you and where God has called you to be. So Moses speaks to all of Israel in the wilderness east of the Jordan. They're standing on the bank of the Jordan River. They're still technically in the wilderness, but they can smell the promised land. They can see the promised land. I declare in 2022 that what you've seen, you will finally hold. That the only things that you might have smelled it, you might have tasted it, but it hasn't been a reality. Those dreams are about to become a reality. Those visions are about to come to pass. Those promises are about to be made manifest. When God speaks to you in the wilderness seasons of your life, it's more about where you're going and not where you are. Very rarely does God ever speak to us about our now. He speaks to us now about our next. A lot of times, we get frustrated because we want a now word for now. But God gave you, listen to this, God gave your now word yesterday. So if you don't know what to do now, go back to the last word he spoke to you then. When you go back to that last word that he spoke then, you'll find out that there was a word left unobeyed. And when you obey that word, now you move to the now, and now God is speaking you a now word that will affect your next. That's why we move on. You can't move until you've received the word in the wilderness that's going to provoke you and push you into the promised land, into your next. Verse 3, in the 40th year, in the first day of the 11th month, Moses proclaimed to the Israelites all that the Lord had commanded him concerning them. Moses began to testify to Israel all God had been saying about them and their future. Oh, I love this. And I spent a little time on Wednesday night. And I don't want to take too much time this morning to tell you. But can I tell you that God's been talking about you? I believe this. And if this don't bless you, that's all right. It blessed me. I believe God talks about me more than he talks to me. I believe that Michael and Gabriel get an earful about you every morning when you wake up. When you roll out of bed after you hit snooze two or three times, you're getting ready to go to work. God says, all right, Gabriel. All right, Michael, she's up. She's heading into vision today. She's heading into destiny today. He's getting ready for what he thinks is work, but I'm parting the Red Sea for him today. He doesn't know how close he is to his miracle today, and so he begins to testify of all that God is. So Israel begins to hear from Moses what God has been saying about them. Can I encourage you in 2021? God told you a lot of good things, but the best things God said about you, you didn't even hear yet. God's been talking about you, but you're about to see in reality what he's been saying behind your back. Praise God. He testifies about your past. Well, he testifies about your past that will fire you up for your future. It is impossible to talk about what God has done and your faith not to grow. If you ever feel your faith wavering as you stand on the brink of a brand new year, as we are standing in the first 48 hours of this brand new year, I'm sure faith has already begun to falter. Maybe you got an email, a text message, a phone conversation in the last 36 hours that begin to shake your faith of the promise of 2022. I am here to tell you, whenever your faith begins to shake and waver and weaken, begin to talk about what God has done. It is impossible to talk about what God has done and your faith not surge in that moment. Your testimony will propel you forward. Verse 4, this was after he had defeated Sihon, the king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth. Verse 4 tells me two things. Number one, you defeated a lot to get where you are. Don't forget it. Just in the last 2 years, you've survived financial collapse. You have survived a political unrest. You have survived COVID. On Wednesday night, probably against my better judgment, I had everybody lift their hand. Almost every hand at Living Way went up on how many people had COVID and recovered. You know, COVID for a lot of people was a death sentence. But here you and I stand. I had COVID 18 months ago. I don't know why I lived and they didn't. All that I know is that if I'm still here, God has a plan. He didn't bring me through all that mess. He didn't bring you through everything you've been through the last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years to leave you in the wilderness. It's time that we move on. There are some things that need to die on the mountain of 2021 before we move into the promise of 2022. The two kings that he defeats are Sion and the Og king. One of them it dwells in the high places on the mountain. One of them dwells in the valley. He said there's some things you need to defeat in the high places of your life, in the low places of your life before you can move on. There's some kings that have to die. There's some things that you've been holding on to from 2020, 2019, maybe 2021. And if you hold on to the wrong things, remember, bringing the wrong things into a new year makes it just like the old year you were trying to escape. I don't want a repeat of 2021, no matter how good or bad it was. I don't like reruns. I don't like watching movies two or three times. Why? Because once you watched it once, you know how it ends. I don't want a repeat of 2021. I want something. God is doing a new thing. The Bible says, behold, look here. The Bible says, God is doing a new thing. East of Jordan, the territory of Moses, Moses began to expound this law, expound on the word of God. Anytime more of the word of God is read, meditated, declared, obeyed, faith stirs you to a place of action. I'm going to say something that's going to hit somebody between the eyes. Just keep looking straight ahead. Don't let anybody know it hurts. If you are not moving in faith, it is because of a lack of word. Period. If you don't move in faith, you're not getting enough word. If you are only eating when Bishop preaches, you're starving. If you get 15 minutes of Stephen Furtick on your way to your job or work in the morning, you are starving. That's why David said, I meditate on the word day and night. I hide it in my heart. It's a lamp to my feet. It guides me. It's a light to my path so I might not sin against God. If you're not moving in faith, you've got to up the word level in your life. Verse 6, the Lord our God said to us at Horeb, you have stayed long enough at this mountain. 8 words that will change your life in 2022, Living Way. You have stayed long enough on this mountain. You have stayed long enough in this season. You have stayed long enough at this level. You have stayed long enough. I'm not telling you to change spouses. I'm not telling you to change churches. I'm telling you spiritually, you have been where you are. I have been where I am too long. It's time to say goodbye to 2021. It's time to say goodbye to lack. It's time. I'm talking to somebody that's had chronic pain for 10 years. You've stayed too long on the mountain of disease and infirmity. I'm talking about those of you that have been struggling the last 20 years to make ends meet. You stay too long on the mountain of debt. I'm telling you, get up. It's time to move on. You're never going to be stuck like that again. Verse 7, break camp and advance. Break camp. Break camp. Break camp means to fold the tent up. Break camp means to get your supplies ready. But I love the fact that it uses the word break. Break it in such a way you can never go back to that place again. Burn the bridge to your past. Burn the bridge to that relationship that is not of God. Burn the bridge to stinking thinking. Burn the bridge to religious idols. Burn the bridge to religious tradition. I'm not going back. And I know in 2022, that old devil's going to lie to me. He's going to get in my face. I'm going to have a bad day, a bad week, a bad month. And if that bridge is still there, I'll go back. But God, I'm burning it today. Why? So at my weakest moment in 2022, I remember there is nothing to go back to, so I can only go forward. There's nothing to run back to. I can only serve God. In this moment, God, in my weakness, I'm made strong. The Bible says, I believe it's in Hebrews, that if the nation of Israel if the Red Sea had been brought back together, they would have gone back to slavery. How crazy are they that they would rather be beat and treated and live as slaves? I'd rather be free in the wilderness than a slave in Egypt. If I never make it to my promised land, it's better than it used to be. But I'm here to tell you there is more living left to do. Break camp and advance. There is no left or right. There is no backwards. There's only forward. Two things you need to break off the car of your 2022. your rearview mirror, and your steering wheel. So you can only go forward, and you never look back. Bishop preached, and I love it because I use this all the time, nostalgia. He preached on nostalgia today being an enemy of your future. Your past will be an enemy. Even if it was good, it's an enemy. Even if it was great, it's an enemy. Because comparison always is a thief. Whether you're comparing your life to someone else's life or you're comparing to how it used to be, only move forward, advance, the Bible says. Break camp, make that action today and announce to the world, I am not staying where I am. Verse 8, see, I have given you this land. Go in and take possession of the land. Three things that God tells us to do in verse 8, and I believe they're for us in 2022. He says, see. You have to see it before you can hold it. That's why faith becomes important. Because faith gives us things that we can see that are made up of things that we cannot see. So we've got to visualize it first. And there's a message, a series on faith I'm going to preach this year that I believe is going to help us possess. But what I want to encourage you is your faith, not my faith, your faith has to begin to frame your world. I don't know what your world needs. I don't know what your family needs. I mean, you can fill out a prayer request and do that. We'll pray for you. But there's a whole lot more than one request that you need in your life. If you can see it in faith, I believe you'll hold it in 2022. He said, see, I've given you this land. Go. There it is. You must make a move. Not a church on the move. You on the move. You know, a church can't be nothing unless you do it. We're a worshiping church because of worshipers. We're a praising church because of praisers. We're a praying church because of intercessors. The church doesn't pray. The church is made up of worshipers, intercessors, and praisers. And so if you want God to move, you need to move. And so he says, see, go. And then he says this, I love this, and take possession of the land. Here's the thing, church. You can't take possession of something you don't own. I could go across the street to Jordan Ford, and I could buy you one of those Shelby trucks. They're $120,000, I've checked. I can buy it for you. I can tax and title it in your name, and it can sit across the road until it rusts out, which will be 10 times longer than a Chevy or Dodge, I promise you, in Jesus' name. There's a lot of Chevy and Dodge people in the house. It got quiet. See, some of us, we've never taken possession of things Jesus paid for that we already own. Here's where it gets dicey. So we spend time praying for things that we already own. We spend time interceding and beating the air in Jesus' name. I declare it, I name it. It is mine in 2022. By the time 12 a.m. on December 31st, 2022, I'm going to have this. It's going to be this. And God says, hey, it's January 2nd. It's already yours. While you're praying about that, there's people that are lost and going to hell. Get your prayers off of that stuff. It's already yours. Just go get it. Take possession. The Bible says you're going to live in cities you never built and houses you never built. You're going to drink wine from vineyards you didn't sow. I am here to tell you 2022, it is already out there for the taking. Go see, take ownership of it. There's a lot bigger fish to fry than big houses and nice cars and big bank accounts. I believe God can do all that, but we are looking to advance the kingdom of God. I'm looking to build the church. I'm looking to have people saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, delivered. I'm looking for people to be healed, set free, transformed, all because God said, see, go, and possess. 20, you've been here too long. I got 2 minutes left. A lot of room to cover. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 21. See, the Lord your God has given you the land. Go up and take possession of it. As the Lord, the God of your ancestors, told you, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Five enemies of your move on. These are five things in 2022 that will stop you if you allow it to. Number one, fear. We're We're going to talk about our focus here. Fear focuses on problems and not on the promise. You've got to be so promise-focused that problems don't stand a chance and problems don't make you fear. You've got to have the promise of health and healing so great that when you go to the doctor and he tells you a problem he sees, the problem is so small next to the promise of God. And what do? You see it, you go, and you possess your healing. You say, God, by your stripes we were healed. It's already paid for. All I got to do is take ownership and possession of what I already have. Get rid of fear. Somebody say, don't fear. Second enemy is discouragement. Discourage means to take away courage. No courage. Discouragement, I love this, means you're focused on yourself and not on Jesus. It's impossible, Sister Chris, I hear you, amen. It's impossible for me to have no courage when I put all of my faith on Jesus. But when I look to the mirror, I begin to see all of my shortcomings. Come on, church. When I look at all the mistakes I've made and the liability that I am without the direction of the Holy Ghost, I become discouraged. But the Bible says that you can think yourself happy. David said, I encourage myself in the Lord. Why did he say that? Because he looked to God, the author and the finisher. God, I didn't do anything to start the year. I'm not going to do anything to finish the year. You're the Alpha. You're the Omega. You're the beginning. You're the end. You're the middle. I'm not looking at me. I'm looking at you. And if you said I can, well, then I can. If you said I can go, well, then I'll go. If you said that's mine, then I'm going to take it. It's mine. I will not be discouraged. You know what I love about no fear and no discouragement? It's a choice. It's a choice. Just like that. That's what I love about this. You can make up your mind today that I'm through living where I'm at. I've been on this mountain too long, and I'm moving on. Verse 26, but you were unwilling to go up. Then he says in verse 27, you grumbled in your tents. What would happen? Ooh, let me do verse 26 first. You were unwilling. Unwillingness is the third enemy. Unwillingness means that you're focused on your will and not on God's will for your life. See, I still wrestle all the time. God, is what I'm doing. Because listen, you can make anything sound like it's for kingdom. Well, God, if I make more money, I'm going to tithe more. Yeah, but if you make more money, you're going to have to take that second shift, that third job. You're going to be out of church. You're going to quit serving on the security team, quit serving the media booth. It's going to take you away from your family, and your marriage wasn't the strongest to begin. But you can psych yourself up. Oh, yeah, I'm going to make more money. It's going to solve everything. Oh, God, if I get this divorce from this heathen, I know we chuckle at it. There's some people struggling with that. There are biblical reasons for divorce, but just because they're a heathen is not one. You married them. Your choice. This ain't India. We didn't make you marry them. This isn't arranged. Your will has to die the day you said yes to Jesus. My will has to die every morning when I wake up. I choose, is it Brandon's day or the Lord's day? And then I'm reminded of something that Bishop has said thousands of times on Sundays and Wednesday. This is the day that the Lord has made. Right in my ear, from a little boy to a 40-year-old man, I'm reminded of my father's voice. Brandon, this isn't your day. You didn't make the day. You didn't create the provision in the day. You didn't make the sun come up. You didn't hold the ocean still. You didn't do none of that. It's God's day. God made it. All you've got to do is rejoice and be glad in it. God, I'm all about your will. I'm not going to be unwilling to go. Number four, ooh, this is a good one. I'm going to have to check myself on this one. You can't complain in 2022. Anytime you complain, you've undone your praise. Anytime you complain, you've undone your faith. Because complaining is faith in the wrong thing. Complaining is praising the wrong thing. Complaining is saying, woe is me. It never works out for me. It's never my turn. Life is not fair. All of these things. The Bible said, I heard you, God said in verse 27, grumbling in your tent. It's not what you say at church that gets you in trouble. It's what you say in your bedroom. It's what you say in your office. It's what you say in your car on the way to church or on the way home from church. It's what you say when you're hanging out with your friends and none of your Christian friends. Because we know some of y'all are still got one foot in the world, one foot in the church, and you got your church friends, your crazy friends. You got your church verbiage and your world verbiage. And you got, is that too much? He said, I don't have a problem with what you said at church. He said, but what you've been saying in your tents, which this proves, you don't know God like you say you do. Because you think God lives at church and only hears you when you praise. But let me tell you something. Your complaining is just as loud as your worship. Your grumbling is just as loud as your prayer. And I want to tell you, in 2022, if I can't say nothing nice, I'm going to zip my lip, be quiet, sit in the corner until I care. But my faith won't let me stay quiet for too long. If I can't say nothing nice, I'm just going to start praising God. If I can't say nothing positive, I'm just going to start worshiping God. I'll be all by myself for a while because complaining will keep you on the mountain you're living on today. And I'm not just talking about complaining about God, His will, His church, His bride. I'm talking about complaining about politics does nothing for you. This is what I tell you every November, coming up on midterm elections. You pray, you vote, and you live. Repeat. Pray, you vote, you live. Repeat. Every 4 years, I pray, I vote, I live, I reap. That's what I do. Why? Because once I voted, it's not in my hands anymore. Then I start talking to God about the, now God can change. God can raise people up and sit them down. And God can open doors and God can shut their mouth. And God can, just like Pharaoh, turn their heart. But I'm not going to spend 2022 complaining. Some of you complain about the weather. It's too hot for Christmas. 85. You live in San Antonio. This ain't Wisconsin. The same people that were complaining a week ago woke up this morning. Too cold. We live in South Texas, so we don't have to deal with 26 degrees and 20 wind chill. Let's be honest. If it was 72 and sunny, you'd be complaining there's no clouds. Then if it rains, well, we were having a picnic today. Then there's a drought and all the grocery prices are going. You'll complain about anything. Let's be honest. When you were single, you complained about being single. Then you got married and complained about your spouse. Well, I wish we could have kids. Complained about not having kids. Then within 6 months, you were complaining and lamenting that you had kids. Some of the same people that complained about Trump are complaining about gas prices. Some of the same people that complained about Biden were complaining about something 10 months ago. You can't have it both ways. Shut your mouth. Unless it's faith. Unless it's praise. Unless it's worship. Unless it's encouragement. Unless it's inspiration. Unless it's influential. Do something that only you can do in faith, which is create and build your world. Pastor Becky, come to the piano, the keyboard. I'll keep preaching all day. I got one more. No fear, no discouragement. You got to be willing. You can't complain. And who? Here's the last one. He said, I heard you say the people are stronger and taller than we are. Talking about in the promised land. This is where most people miss it. God promised us and said, we own the land. But we're shocked when we get to the land and there's giants living there. Who do you think built the houses you're going to live in? Who do you think, listen, if they're giants, they're building giant houses. Remember, the vineyards are in Eshkol. They got those grapes the size of basketballs. If God gave you the land, He gave you the victory over the giants in the land. Here's the fifth thing you're going to have to destroy if you're going to move on in 2022. Excuses. One of my business partners from the past, I love this. I think about it all the time. And he meant it in money, but it works everywhere. He used to always tell me, you can make money or you can make excuses.
but you can't do both. So let's change that to church. You can have faith, or you can have excuses. You can't have both. You can have faith or healing. You can have faith. You can have healing or excuses. You can't have both. You can have money or excuses. Can't have both. You can have a strong marriage or excuses. You can't have both. That's a tough word, because we're so good at faith from 11 to 12:30 on Sunday. But that hour and a half, there's another 166 and a half hours of that week where fear, discouragement, come on, unwillingness, complaining, and excuses. And then we look back over our year and we find out, why am I still on this mountain? Because you took one step into your year and then you went right back with that complaining. You took 3 days into your year, 10 days until 90% of New Year's resolutions are broken. For 10 days, they walk into newness, and then they complain or they make an excuse. And they're right back on that mountain of lack, of fear, of discouragement. I want you to stand on your feet right now. I've got a few moments left. And this altar call for me, this first one is very, very easy. If you are expecting the greatest 2022 of your life, I'm going to ask you not to think about it, not to contemplate, not to procrastinate. Grab your wife by the hand, grab your children by the hand, and meet us in this altar and say, I'm not staying on this mountain. I'm going to walk to the next place God has for me. I'm breaking camp on this Sunday. January 2nd, I'm advancing in Jesus' name. Come on, celebrate them as they come to the front. Celebrate them, celebrate them, celebrate them. I've heard some of your videos.